And thank you, Newcomers International, for the pleasure, privilege, and opportunity. Right, so it's your boy Pop-Tart in the long form. It is Stephen Francis K, and I am an alcoholic, and AA saved my life. Right, and when I was on my way here, I did not believe that to be true. I'm somebody that thought that once I found the awesomeness that was alcohol in my youth, that I was going to drink carefully, carefree, without any problems, and just go through my whole life, drunk, enjoying it. And that was not the case. As soon as I picked up alcohol, I was a blackout drinker. I fell in love right away, and I saw nothing wrong with the problems that it instantly brought. All I thought about was the next time I was going to get the opportunity. My drinking progression looked like I could just never have enough. I could never say no. And once it touched my lips, that it was the only thing that mattered. And I didn't know it at the time. I wound up starting a family. I had kids young, and I drank through their youth. At one point, their mom, my ex-wife, took the kids and said, "I'm done," and split. And that was kind of the catalyst to me coming to AA. Well, truth be told, I did get sentenced to Alcoholics Anonymous in high school. I was drunk several times, and I had to go get slip signed just to stay in school. And I don't even count that, because I did not want it. I just wanted my problems to go away. And as my home life, my work life, everything was in shambles. I just got to a point, and I called my separated wife at the time, and I was like, "Hey, I'm in a bad way." She's like, "Why don't you try AA, you loser?" And I'm like, "Yeah, right, that ain't gonna work." And off I went to AA. And I did not think that AA was gonna work. I wanted all my problems to go away, but I did not want to stop drinking. I was a, like I said, I was a blackout drinker on pretty at the end on a daily basis. My first drink would be as soon as I woke up, and quite honestly, that was my favorite drink. And I could make all the plans in the world, I always started my day off with great intentions. Right? Like, I'm the best person in the world. Today's just gonna be great. And my actions never matched my intentions, because as soon as alcohol touched my lips, I change. Today I know that selfishness and self-seeking is the main problem for me. But when I'm walking around stuck in self and thinking alcohol is a solution, my life looks a lot different. I spent a lot of time in AA, just trying to fix the outside stuff. Right? When I got to AA, I was on probation, two kids and a bus pass. Nothing was going right in my life. I was dead broke, feeling worthless, insecurities galore. And I stopped drinking, and my whole life, booze was my solution. Made everything better. Right, I'm one of those alcoholics that if my eyes are open, I want to drink. Right, and I did not think that life was possible to go one day without a drink. And I start going to AA, and I didn't get it right away. I came in with some self-imposed problems. Right, I was too smart for AA. I was too cool. I was better than all of you. And I was going to figure this out on my own, and that's why I love Alcoholics Anonymous, because nobody said, "Hey, you're doing it wrong." They said, "Hey, let me know how that works." And what it looked like for me in AA was I was coming to AA every day, right? And I came in back before COVID, right? When people would hold hands and pray at the end of a meeting. And I didn't want to be friends. I didn't want to be holding hands. And I definitely didn't come in here praying. I came in here too cool for everybody, and I came in here with an ego that was out of control, right? And One of the lines I love that a guy told me early on that's not in the literature, but he said, "Hey, you want to make yourself miserable? Give yourself your full attention." You know, and I was all I could think about when I got here, and my problems were so big, nobody was gonna understand, you know, and nobody told me that I was doing it wrong. They just said, "Hey, keep coming back." Right. And my whole life, I always had a problem with people talking about my drinking. Right. If I had to go to anger management, if I was in probation, if I had to go to any kind of counseling, people would always tell me about my drinking. And I would lie, fight, like argue, try to laugh it off. And then I come to AA and nobody tells me about my drinking. You people tell me about your drinking. And I'm like, ooh, me too. Yeah, me too. You know, and I had that identification. And that was so important for me to become part of the we, right? The we around here in Alcoholics Anonymous is something that I underestimated, you know? And quite honestly, I underestimated all of AA because as I spent those first years fighting people, places, and things, you know, the one thing that I got right was I kept coming to meetings. Because even though I was too cool and I felt better than everybody, it was the one place like I would get peace of mind during the day. You know, all my problems would stop right after that opening prayer. And felt like, even though I wasn't a prayer when I got here, felt like all my problems came back as soon as I walked out under that exit sign. You know, but I keep coming to AA, right? And what I love about AA is seeing is believing. You know, when I started to see people that had what I wanted, and that was a smile on their face, right? Because I wasn't doing too much smiling when I got here. And this is around 5 years of me sober in AA, just going to meetings, right? And during those 5 years, I'm getting in a lot of fist fights, arguments, because I'm better than everybody, I'm right. And now I'm just on edge because I don't have a solution of booze anymore. Right. And, you know, before I got the nickname Pop Tart, I had the nickname Step Work Stevie, you know, because I was in AA and people are coming up and like, "Hey, you're in a 12 step fellowship. Maybe you want to try the 12 steps." And I'm still, "Beat it. Get away. Don't you know who I am? I can't stand God." And you know, again, my ego getting me in trouble. Right. And I'm somebody that went to a private school that had a denomination. So I was familiar with people's view of God, you know, and my whole life, I wanted God to grant me those worldly clamors. You know, I didn't get the concept. You're right. I wasn't asking, I was demanding. So I never had a belief or a relationship. And quite honestly, I didn't think I had faith when I got to AA. You know, and it turns out I had all the faith in the world just in me, you know, nobody else. And, you know, it was pointed out that AA is a spiritual program of action, not a religious one. And that kind of got me a little more of an open mind so I could start looking at this because I didn't want to get into the book because I saw God everywhere. Right. And, you know, it took a long time. And the first guy that I identified with was ultimately the guy that brought me through the book. And let me just say that I'm a geek in AA. I go to book studies. You know, I anywhere I go, I take what I can from whoever's around. You know what? Probably one of the better things my sponsor taught me, which again is not in the literature, but he said that everybody in AA is a teacher. You know, some people are going to teach you what you want to be like, and some people are going to teach you what you don't want to be like. And the people that I started to want to be like were the ones that were smiling. And those are the people that I ran from, you know? And now they're today, they're the people I run to, right? So I went to Jim and I said, "Bro, I'm ready." And, you know, he started reading me the book. Like I said, I was 5 years deep in AA. And at 5 years deep, if you asked me what made me an alcoholic, I would have been like, "Yo, I love booze. And every time I drink, I get in trouble." You know, and then the doctor's opinion was read to me, and I learned about the allergy, right? Which I suffer from, right? And I know the big book's got no pictures, but it's got mirrors on every page for me, right? And the description of the allergy to alcohol, it fit me perfectly. You know, when people used to say, "Why do you drink so much?" You'd be like, "I don't know." And that couldn't be more of the truth. But today I know I suffer from the allergy that once I put it into my body, even a little bit, right, that the phenomenon of craving takes over, right? Phenomenon is something that can be seen, not explained. I can't tell you why if I have a Gatorade, my thirst is quenched. But you give me liquor and it's never enough, right? I just get thirstier and thirstier. And then what's even worse about the allergy is the mental side, right? Because I've learned through our literature that the main problem of this alcoholic is centers in his mind, right? And I could make all the plans I wanted to, right, on how I was going to drink and not get in trouble. And those all get thrown out the window once that mental obsession kicks in. And what makes my mental obsession, just looking back at it, just so insane, is that the night after I screw up my life, it's a good idea to pick up a drink first thing in the morning, right? And I start the cycle all over. And that's the insanity of alcohol. And just being educated with that was huge, right? And our literature and our big book, more importantly, when it was read to me, so much about me was explained to me that I could not put into words, right? And like, I didn't get that the first drink gets us drunk, right? And that insidious insanity, right? How my brain's gonna tell me in my own voice all these different ways on how I can drink successfully and not get in trouble, right? I make all these plans and alibis and theories and reasons, but as soon as I touch the booze touches my lips, the alcohol takes over, completely changes me. Right. And I did not think it was possible to go one day without a drink. Right. And what the big book offered me was one, a relationship with a power greater than myself that I don't understand. But it also gave me a way to deal with life. Right. One of the main objects of our book is that spiritual experience. Right. And when I'm in tune and my eyes are open, I see spiritual experiences all day long. Right. And it took a lot of spiritual experiences to have that spiritual awakening for me on the inside. Right. And then all that is that change, right? If you read Spiritual Experience in our book, it talks about change like seven times. And it's just a profound alteration in the way that we respond to life. Right. No longer am I in quick FU mode and ready to, throw hands because I didn't like what I heard. This alteration in the way that I handle life, it gives me avenues where booze does not look like a solution anymore, right? When I'm excited, when I'm enjoying life, when I'm angry, when I'm tired, whatever the case may be, alcohol is not appealing to me anymore. And I'm not saying that I'm cured, right? I'm just in a place of neutrality. And that happened with continuous actions on a daily basis. And I know for me that I'm never going to be cured of alcoholism. Today, I might be an ex-problem drinker. I may have recovered from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, but it's just for today, right? The book talks about it's easy to rest on our laurels, right? And laurels are those leaves that the Olympians would wear, right? Like trophies. And I know if anybody is, a champion in a sport, if they stop practicing, chances are they're not going to be the same champion days to come, right? So in AA, like we try to rely on our present day actions, for tomorrow's results. And today, I know that all I have the opportunity to do is try to carry the message, right? The second part of our 12th step. We're not in the results business. We're just an Uber delivery system of a program of action that's worked for so many. And the more that I get to give to AA, the more that I've gotten from AA. And there are times that I don't feel like being in service or doing this or doing that. But when I go through the actions, I always feel better. I don't know how that works, but it's something pretty amazing. Right. And I do want to talk about prayer, just a little bit, right? Because, and I knew a lot of prayers, through my school and whatnot. And When I got to AA, I would have told you I didn't know how to pray, right? I could not say please in the morning and thank you at night. And having the big book read to me, with a little bit of willingness and an open mind, not only did I come to believe in a power greater than myself, which after a long time today, I can call God, a God that I don't understand. But not only do I have a belief, but I formed a relationship with him. And this relationship is something I seek on a daily basis. And the more I seek this relationship, the better direction. And when I go through with the actions that I get to experience what this relationship gives me, that's enough to build my faith for me to keep on trying it. Right? And today, when I rely on my faith, that's courage. Right? Even when I'm scared and I don't want to do something, but I just lean into faith and I rely on that courage, something magical happens. And the outcome, it's usually never what I want, but it's something undeniable that is amazing that happens there. And I know with prayer, right? I don't pray to change my situation. I use prayer to change me to meet the situations. Right? Because I still have the same life I had before AA. Right? I'm still a ditch digger, still divorced, bright side. One kid's graduated college, the other one's working his way through. Right? Neither one of those kids come up to me and say, "Hey, Dad, can you go kick the door off the hinges for old time's sake?" But AA has gifted me with more than just sobriety. It's gifted me with recovery. And I didn't know there was a difference between sobriety and recovery. But for me, sobriety, I was miserable. I was fighting with people, places, and things. Most importantly, myself, right? And quite honestly, inside this head can still be a battleground, because the only time our literature talks about it being easy is to let up on it, right? But I do love where it talks about we look for spiritual progress, not spiritual perfection. And I know that today I'm comfortable enough with admitting that I'm wrong, right? I don't need to be perfect. And not only did AA bless me with that, it blessed me with the ability to listen, to hold a conversation. And you people showed me what patience can do in life. If I can pause, I can connect. If I cannot jump to conclusions, I usually have a much better experience with people throughout the day.
2 minute warning, pop.
Thank you so much, Nick. And I will say, right, that the 12 steps brought about recovery for me, right? And I walked around thinking I knew everything. And then I got into the traditions. Right. And the traditions brought me from being that bleeding deacon, to trying to be a statesman. And I know that when I use the traditions inside the rooms and outside the rooms, all my relationships get better. Right. Everybody that I had issues with or I couldn't communicate with, you people showed me that spiritual principles can work for that too. I'm extremely grateful to be a member of AA. I know that I don't think about alcohol on a daily basis, which is a huge miracle. I was that person that was in full flight from reality, that could never have enough. And today, I do get tastes of peace of mind and more than that, contentment. So my hope is that if you're here today, that you come hang with us tomorrow. My experience shows me that once booze touches my lips, it changes me. My hope is that you continue to stay around here. And I just like to say thank you so much to Beginners International. Thank you all for the opportunity. And Amy, good looks on the shout out. I appreciate the opportunity. Pop-Tart alcoholic.